Scattered spotty showers around today and tonight from time to time. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible really any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And the greatest severe weather threat would be from late Wednesday afternoon through the overnight hour. Damaging winds expected in these stronger storms can't rule out a tornado, and excessive rainfall totals are possible as well. Wednesday's high in the middle 70s again, and then more rain on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler on Friday. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Be ready for the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. 272-9228. I don't believe Jack Campbell will make it in today because he's actually trying to confirm these delays in Iowa. He's doing a day trip over to Iowa to see if he can you know, let's send in Jack Campbell to get this straightened out. I'm sure he will. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. So we're a month away, folks. We're a month away from Super Tuesday here in the great state of Alabama. Of course, there are races that myself, Jack Campbell, have been talking about a lot, whether it is the race for the seat vacated by Martha Roby, Congressional District 2, or the primary race to take on Doug Jones in the general election for the slot as junior senator in the U.S. Senate from the great state of Alabama. And, of course, we've been taking a lot of calls on that, and I'd love to hear, now that we're a month out, where you stand. 272-9228. Do you like, on the Senate side, Tommy Tuberville, Jeff Sessions, Bradley Byrne? Maybe you like Roy Moore. Who do you like on the congressional side? Do you like Barry Moore? Do you like Jeff Coleman? Do you like Terry Hasdorf or Jessica Taylor? Or even Bob Rogers? There's so many people running. I'd like to hear where y'all are at a month out from these important Republican primary races. And, of course, there is going to be an amendment on the ballot about taking away elections for the state Board of Education and turning it into an appointment-based board. That will be on the ballot. I honestly don't think it's going to change much, so I would be a no vote on that. I don't think it actually solves any of our problems in education at the state level, or especially not here from Montgomery. I think it's just sort of shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. Not to say that all of education in the state is going down like the Titanic, but I don't think changing it from an appointed board to from an elected board to an appointed board is actually a big fix at all. So I said, why would we need to change it then? So I would be a no on that amendment, unless I have an open mind. I could be convinced. But generally, if I don't think an amendment will have much effect, or if it seems to be unclear in its wording, I will vote no on it. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Joey. Just coming back from hunting, but
my opinion
on the Senate race is we've got two or three very well-qualified people running.
Yes, sir.
And any one of them would be okay with me. Jeff Sessions, Bradley Byrne. I'm not so sure Tommy Tuberville wouldn't be a good one. But that's neither here nor there.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to open up some discussion on the real reason that I think, and I think a lot of people do, that the Democrats are all in on getting rid of our president, Donald Trump.
Okay.
I think it's because they're trying to keep a lot of their cohorts and themselves out of real deep criminal trouble.
Yes, sir.
I really do. If not, why would they be lying to the public in such a fashion as they are now? Everybody knows they're lying and have no real reason to impeach the president. So there's got to be a real serious reason for it, and I think it's prison time.
I think you're absolutely right, Paul. You know, right now, if anybody's been paying attention and you have the ears to hear it, this Russia thing has fallen apart and moved sideways on them to where people like John Brennan should be worried about criminal punishment. And now that Michael Flynn is fighting back, now that we're actually hearing from Jeff Sessions on the campaign trail, I think all that happened there at the end of 16, early 17 is coming into focus. People like Devin Nunes have been vindicated. He was right about the abuse of the FISA process. So much is being unearthed that I think you're absolutely right. A big part of this impeachment, in my humble opinion, has been to cover up some of the misdeeds in Ukraine, but also distract from all these new revelations from the Horowitz report, as well as any news that U.S. Attorney Durham is putting out there, looking into what Horowitz found and other things. So I think you're right. If they could get a new president in there, they could stop a lot of these investigations in their tracks. And it does make sense of it. Like, it's not good politics. I think they're just pot committed. They're in too deep that they have to commit to this narrative. Why else would Adam Schiff, on the floor of the Senate, when you're supposed to be talking about Ukraine, still be talking about Russia and Putin? It's because they know if they admit, hey, we've given that up, that they're going to lose more than an election. So I think you're right, Paul. And I got one more question before you go, Paul. Did you see anything this morning out hunting?
I saw one little small buck, but it was just too small to shoot.
Oh, that's.
But I've got plenty of meat, so I'm not really interested in any, just anything right now.
Well, and half the point
is. Just... I enjoy your comments. Keep up the good work, buddy. You're really getting good.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Oz.
Hey, Oz, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. You know, piggybacking on what he said, it for the last, well, for the previous 8 years before President Trump came in, the Democrats pretty much had free reign. They could do what they wanted to. And now Trump has come in and drained the swamp. Well, now we're getting into the mud and the muck of what has really been going on. And they, as much as you want to talk about Donald Trump and his tweeting and his personality traits, he's holding people accountable now. And those Democrats are being held accountable for what they've done. And they're genuinely scared. They are fearful. And that's why you see them grasping at so many different angles and different parts of their system to try and get him out of office. Because he's hitting home for them. And pretty soon, I think a majority of the Democratic supporters are finally seeing the truth. Now, they may not want to accept it,
right,
but they're seeing it. And that's what the problem is. You know, it's all about accepting that, hey, we've been duped for so long that they don't want to accept that. They don't want to admit they're wrong. Well, that's what's happening. They're being proven wrong. And I think Donald Trump is, again, I've said this before when I've called in and talked with Dan, he was not my first choice.
Right.
But he is what we needed at this time, I do believe, because we needed a president that was not going to take anything off of the Democrats, and he wasn't going to be bought. And that's what we've got right now. And I'm thankful we have it right now.
And Ozzy, I think you know a little of my story. You've been listening over the years. It took me kicking and screaming to come to really understand and respect the role Trump is playing at this time and day and date. Like, I've become too cynical about not life, but politics. That especially when I laugh and I'm charmed by a politician, whether it's a president or a senator, I get real skeptical. Trump's incredibly entertaining. I'm the opposite of most folks. I like the tweeting. I like his sort of brash personality. I like that he's not quote-unquote presidential. I think that's refreshing. Presidential is whatever a president does. And just because for the last 50 years we've had kind of these very buttoned-up presidents, it's funny how we leave out folks like LBJ in that regard, that, you know, all of a sudden Trump's the bad guy. But I think it's partly his persona that gets under these people's skin, whether they're Democrat, that's Republican, right, or career employees in the federal government, and it makes them react in such an over-the-top way that they reveal themselves more than they hurt Trump. And it's made me really respect the president's ability to get under people's skin and reveal these folks. And also, you know, things I was skeptical about, like, you know, say putting tariffs on trade. I thought Trump, the way he talked, was going to be like a true protectionist. No, he was just using it as leverage. My mind changed several years ago. I think it was 2 years ago now, where he said to the G7 or G20 in Canada, shouldn't we consider like no tariffs or barriers? And they were all dumbfounded. And so I'm like, okay, I kind of see what he's doing there. I think he's truly a deal maker. And if he gets reelected, the Democrats better start making some deals, or it's only going to get worse.
That's right. I mean, he is not a career politician. He is a businessman, and he's making business decisions in a political world, and it's being successful.
Amen.
So, I mean, he still plays the political game, but if you see what I'm getting at, he's not a true politician.
No, he says things that traditional politics would say, oh, dude, you messed up.
Right. Right. All right, Joey. Take care. Have a great day, man.
You too, Oz. Appreciate it. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child. How are you?
I'm well. You wanted comments about senators and whatever?
Yeah, we're only a month out from Super Tuesday. What are you thinking?
Do you remember when Jeff Sessions, I think he came on and he said he'd been up in Huntsville and he had a press conference about the kind of the unofficial second headquarters of the FBI at the Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville? And I went back and reread the article just now when you posed the questions about different senators, and he said Shelby had gotten $1 billion to bring the second headquarters to Huntsville. And then yesterday I read an article in on AL.com where David Bowditch, B-O-W-D-I-C-H, I don't know how you say his name, he's the deputy director of the FBI, is partnering with Auburn University as a, for their FBI agents. And the average salaries are anywhere from like $80,000 to $110,000. If you don't think having a senator that has the pull to get jobs in Alabama is not important, that's your proof right there.
Well, I want to pose you this question because you're right. It's a good point you're making. But on the question of seniority and people that will have pull up there in D.C. and in the Senate, let's say Jeff Sessions gets his old seat back.
Uh-huh.
How long is he going to be up there? For 6 years? Maybe another 12? I don't think Shelby's going to run again. Maybe not. I just don't see that at his age. So,
well, I think he's got at least another good 12 years in him. I mean, Shelby's 80 and Sessions is in his 70s.
Yeah.
So I think, as far as starting from scratch versus, Mitch McConnell's already said that, he would have top seniority in his freshman class. And it's a good old boy club, and they're going to put him right in there where he wants to. And not only that, Sessions and Shelby would collaborate again.
Well, and they've kind of had an agreement over all these years where Shelby's the guy who sort of plays the game behind the scenes, and Sessions is allowed as the junior senator to be more of the conservative firebrand. And so it's worked for them, where Shelby brings home the bacon and Sessions gives voice to more of the Alabama values. So we'll see. But you understand my question is that if they're going to be retiring in just another 6 years, shouldn't we just get a jump on starting over fresh?
Well, I understand that, and let's just get a new fresh person when Shelby retires.
Okay, yeah.
That would be my point of view, is to go ahead and have Sessions in there as a senior person, knowing that Shelby's going to be gone quicker than Sessions will be. And the other thing I wanted to point out, whoever interviewed Sessions, was how he sat there and said, I could have written a tell-all book about President Trump, but I didn't.
Right.
He's been extremely loyal to President Trump. People, like I said, still Paul Harvey, the rest of the story is you cannot have an attorney general acting biased for the president being his wingman like Eric Holder was.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just the way Sessions played it.
I've had my disagreements with Sessions, but he's always been truly a Boy Scout. Like, he's by the book. He's honorable in that regard.
I mean, he's a proven thing as far as a senator for the state of Alabama. That's all I got to say, Joey.
Appreciate it, Flower Child.
And you tell Jack to get back to work, I tell you.
I'll pass it along, Flower Child.
Bye.
Thank you for the call. Thank you. 272-9228. Really, folks, we're a month out. It's going to be a very busy month, a short month. So we will see where this goes, but I'm sure you're going to get these big ad buys, more TV appearances, radio appearances. Forum should be pretty hot and heavy when it comes to the Senate race and this congressional race. And I don't know. I just want to get your temperature on these different races, because I'll be blunt. I've heard a lot of negative. I've heard a lot of Jeff Sessions recused himself. I've heard a lot of Jeff Coleman had this lawsuit. And this could very well, in the minds of some voters, disqualify them and they're going to go with another candidate. But I would really like, in a positive sense, who do you like? Not who do you dislike or who has a bunch of problems. Who do you like in this House race? Who do you like in the Senate race? 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
The River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River Region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. And also, folks, before we get back into the news here and all the politics and what's going on, again, give me a call, 272-9228, if you want to comment on really anything. Whether what's going on nationally in this huge fiasco, this really big mistake by the Democratic Party in Iowa. I mean, they messed up big time. This is the sort of stuff that makes Democrats stay home for just utter incompetence. But also, it does seem like the fix is in once again against Bernie Sanders. But then you look at Joe Biden, he's not exactly inspiring people. He's sort of more of the same normalcy, and he's not exactly even a good spokesman for normalcy. So 272-9228 if you want to talk about that. Also, we're only a month out from Super Tuesday. Would love to hear in a positive sense who you like, neither this House race coming up or the Senate primary, the Republican primary for Senate. We already know it's going to be Doug Jones in the general election. And we'll see where we go from there. And coming up, we have Lisa Murkowski giving her thoughts. She was the key vote that kept the Senate from calling witnesses in this impeachment trial. She spoke, I believe, yesterday about what was going on in her mind with all these charges and the arguments being made. Be interesting to see what she has to say there. So 272-9228. This part of the program also brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth and the team over there offering fine antique and estate jewelry. Stores located here in Montgomery, Alabama. It's 6948 Vaughn Road, so going east on Vaughn Road, just when you pass Bell, Heirloom Jewelers is there on your right. Right across from like that shopping center with Do-Re-Mi and everything there on Vaughn Road. They have one-of-a-kind, unique, antique pieces that are, really, they don't make jewelry like they used to, folks. This is handmade stuff, handcrafted stuff. Looks delicate, but it's very sturdy, stands the test of time. And because Troop Booth has a network of hundreds of experienced buyers across the country, he can not only have a market to buy great stuff to stock his showroom with, whether antique earrings or necklaces or rings, I mean, beautiful stuff, bracelets, watches. Also, he can buy your jewelry that's just sitting, say, in a jewelry box in your home that you've not worn in years. Well, you can have a little extra walking around money if you call 260-0066, 260-0066, set up an appointment with Troop Booth. That way, he can dedicate time usually in the morning. He'll evaluate the jewelry you bring in and present you an offer while you wait. And if you agree upon the value, he'll take your ID, write up a purchase receipt, and then you get paid. It's that simple. So whether you're looking for a gift for Valentine's Day or you're looking for a little extra money, maybe for a Valentine's Day dinner, check out Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, Alabama on Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road. And again, their number, 260-0066. Thank you to Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth being great sponsors here of the program. Oh, we've got some calls here. So let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Thank you so much for bringing positivity back to the show.
Well, as soon as you say that, I'm going to get all negative, you know. It's just the contrarian in me.
No negativity today, just being positive.
Okay.
So I wanted to call and tell you about someone who is very positive, my family's going to be voting for, and it's Barry Moore. We were at a forum in Troy, Alabama, and there had been a field rep for Senator Jeff Sessions. And she stood up and she said something that was very impactful. And she said that of all the years that they were there working, that when Barry Moore came to the House of Representatives, she said that Jeff Sessions and their team would always go in and meet with everyone when they came in new and give out the phone numbers and encourage them, you know, to go out and, you know, save the world in their communities. And she said that they gave out all the phone numbers to everybody, but the only person who ever called her was Barry Moore whenever he needed something. And so that really made an impact for me and my family. We started researching and doing more and looking at them, and that just really stuck with me. So maybe that'll stick with some people that are out there that are looking for some things that are positive instead of bringing everybody down.
Well, and I didn't know Barry before we interviewed him, Lisa, and I have to say I was incredibly impressed with him. And just he seems like a very genuine person.
I think he is, and I think the fact that he's a very successful businessman, and he kind of plays that down a lot, and that shows the humility of a man. And I think obviously we see with what we have in Congress right now, having somebody who's able to be humble and to be able to stick their nose down, a Jim Jordan type that's ready to go to work, it's going to be important. And I heard what the recent caller said was about Jeff Sessions, and you know, I'm still a little undecided because when Jeff jumped back in the race, it kind of changed things up for us.
Sure.
I really like what she said about the fact that he didn't write a book. He didn't tell all. He didn't capitalize on what could have been. And, that speaks to a man's integrity and it's something to think about.
Absolutely is. I think him being silent for all those months, if not a year or more, hurt him. Because I have to say, when he announced on Tucker Carlson, it was jarring. Oh, there's Jeff Sessions. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen him in a while. And he also didn't seem quite like he was at 100% yet, ready to campaign. I have to say, in the last few days, I've seen ads or I've seen media that Jeff Sessions has done. He's ready to go at this point. But it is to his credit that he didn't go and cry, you know, and cry and demonize this president like so many folks President Trump has dogged and fired have fought back. And let's not kid ourselves. The president has been harsh on Jeff Sessions.
Oh, without a doubt, he's harsh. That's the kind of president we have, and I praise God for him that he's able to, you know, to tell it like it really is. And but I have a little different view on this too. I think that had Jeff Sessions not recused himself, we would have never had known how bad and how deep the state was up there, how bad that that swamp is. I mean, if he had never recused, we would have never known about the Carter Page. We would have never known about, you know, the FBI and all the things that they did with Strzok and Page. And I don't know if we would have ever found that out, Joey. I just don't know if that ever came to light.
I see what you mean. Like, it hurts the president as it's going on, but as it plays out, it reveals who exactly we're up against.
Exactly. And, you know, we've only got four more years left with this man. We know he's going to get elected. I can't wait to see the State of the Union tonight. Our family is going to be there with popcorn, ready to go. You know, we're just so excited to hear our president and to hear what he's going to say, and then to know that he's going to have victory. But that's a short amount of time to get his agenda passed. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it's going to be an exciting month. And I hope everybody gets engaged in the process and keep it positive.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. 272-9228. Yes, again, President Trump will be delivering the State of the Union tonight. It's what makes what happened in Iowa for the Democrats last night so terrible. And by the way, Trump didn't even really compete in Iowa, but apparently he broke a turnout record for an incumbent president in the state of Iowa. He won the nomination because you still have to, even if you're an incumbent president, go through the nomination process. He won 97% of the vote. A little more than 97%, and he broke Barack Obama's former record of people turning out just to express their support for the president in the Iowa caucuses. And you contrast that to what the Democrats are currently going through. All of the campaigns are, you know, suggesting their internal numbers show they won. Okay. Like Bernie Sanders, for instance, has put out his internal numbers. Well, maybe not every little nook and cranny of the numbers and how they work, but they're claiming, and this is a headline from The Intercept, Sanders campaign's internal caucus numbers show them leading Iowa with Biden a distant fourth. I actually believe that. I believe that. I think there's something to that. I think it's possible Buttigieg, because he had a really good campaign structure there on the ground in Iowa, might have edged out Bernie, but I think Buttigieg is second. That makes sense to me. The Sanders campaign reports it received 29.7% of the vote, closely followed by Mayor Pete at 24 and Elizabeth Warren at 21 with Joe Biden at 12.4%. So that's the Sanders campaign's numbers about the caucuses. We're still awaiting official numbers. We'll see how those numbers will match up or don't match up. 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th. Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Optimism about China's response to the coronavirus is helping stocks today. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P have all returned to gains for the year after China's central bank infused cash into the economy to deal with the economic impact. There's another encouraging report on manufacturing. Factory orders increased 1.8% in December. A sign business improved at the end of last year. Economists were expecting a weaker increase. Both Tesla and Microsoft are trading in record territory today. Tesla shares have topped $900 after analysts offered upbeat comments about the company, though Garrett Nelson of CFRA is predicting Tesla shares will retreat to $440 over the next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our little spring preview continues today, breezy and warm with a high in the middle 70s. Scattered spotty showers around today and tonight from time to time. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible really any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And the greatest severe weather threat would be from late Wednesday afternoon through the overnight hour. Damaging winds expected in these stronger storms can't rule out a tornado, and excessive rainfall totals are possible as well. Wednesday's high in the middle 70s again, and then more rain on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler on Friday. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Be ready for the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program.
Well, I'm a hard working boy. Cause my mama didn't raise no fools.
This part of the program, this whole hour, in fact, of News and Views is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Great folks over there. Kim Williams, I think she'll actually be stopping by here at 11. But Kim Williams and the whole team over there at Alabama Home Mortgage do a great job helping folks here in the River Region find that first-time home mortgage. They'll walk you through this process and the steps. Often what stops a lot of young people is not that they can't quite get there financially to own a home and have a mortgage. It's that they're ignorant of the process, in the true sense of the word ignorant, that they just don't know how it works, so what they don't know sort of intimidates them, and they just leave it out of mind. So, actually call Alabama Home Mortgage. Talk to Kim and the team at 567-4223, 567-4223. And there's no commitment. They'll just ask you a little bit about yourself, your financial situation, what you qualify for, and they can give you that knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge allows you to make good, correct decisions. And maybe you've been through the process, though. Maybe you're not intimidated. And maybe you're in a current mortgage and you're not happy with your current financial situation. Well, Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams, they specialize in helping people refinance so they get a little bit of that financial stress, that burden off their shoulders. Financial stress leads to just general stress in life. And so if you can save money month to month with a better rate, if you can maybe skip a couple of payments and help you deal with other debts, say like credit card debt, which, you know, credit card debt, the interest rates on that, just paying off the minimum, it's a beast, and it can lead to a lot of stress. And this is what Alabama Home Mortgage is so good at. Kim has told me so many stories over these last few months of people they've helped get back on their feet, financially speaking, for refinancing their mortgage. And also, if you're a veteran, Alabama Home Mortgage is great at getting veterans those VA home loan benefits you veterans earned through your service. You don't have to deal with the bureaucracy directly. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage are on top of all the latest changes, what is required by the VA to get those VA home loans. They know all the nooks and crannies of these special programs. So call them today. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Oh, this is Randy. How you doing today?
I'm very good, Randy. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm supporting Barry Moore.
Okay.
For some public, some positive things. Well, he's the only veteran we got running in this race to begin with. Another thing is he has an agricultural science degree from Auburn, which will help him with the concerns of the farmers, you know.
Yes, sir.
He has a legislative experience, you know. He was in the legislature for two terms, you know, but he's not a career politician because he had terminated himself for two terms. That's unusual, I think, in today's environment.
Well, and everything you're saying is true. And, you know, one thing I really liked that Barry told us on air is that he wants to caucus and work with the guys currently in the Freedom Caucus. And I love that. If it wasn't for the Freedom Caucus, I think this country in general would be in a lot of trouble, let alone the Republican conservative movement.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, he was a Trump supporter, of course.
Yes.
And the way I understand it, he was like the first Trump supporter and elected official, something like that, in the nation to endorse him.
That is true. It kind of worked out that way when they were down. I guess it was that rally down in Mobile. And Barry just happened to be the guy, the first step up and say, I'll do it. Huh. And he was, I think, looking more like Ted Cruz, I believe, and then he realized, no, there's something going on with this Donald Trump guy. So they hopped on early. He said he and his wife prayed over it and decided to make that jump, and you can see that video of him endorsing Trump early on down there in Mobile.
Right. Well, you know, agriculture is a big thing in Alabama, and of course, us veterans, you know, we've got to have somebody to stand up for us in Congress, and I think Ms. Roby has done a pretty good job, to be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Barry will continue that march for us as veterans. We need somebody to stand up for the veterans today. That's very important.
Well, I appreciate the call, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, folks, again, we're only a month out from Super Tuesday. Call 272-9228. Tell me, who do you like in the race? We can play the political game. There are negatives, I think, for anybody who wants to run for any office. But I want to know who you like, because this is a short month. It's, you know, February. And we'll see before too long exactly what voters decide. But I'm just trying to take y'all's temperature a month out, whether it's on that congressional race to fill Martha Roby's seat that she's vacating. I still wonder why she's leaving. I really do. And maybe it's just not for her. And she does have young kids. You know, I can't believe they reprimanded her, Martha Roby, for having her son there in the House during the impeachment process. Like, what's the big deal? Like, he didn't disturb anything. It's a congresswoman, representative, be able to show her child how it all works. I think that's a beautiful thing. Maybe it is, truly. She wants to be back with family. Could be worse things. I think that's a good decision, and really that's what it's meant to be. We weren't meant to send all these folks up there for life. You know, if you think about it, this country's founded by mostly farmers, a few merchants, a few, for lack of a better word, aristocrats or whatever you want to call them. But it's mostly farmers. It's like, okay, while you're up there in the Senate, John, we'll take care of your farm, and you'll go up there for, you know, 6 years. Then when you come back, I'll go up there, and you'll help take care of my farm. And it really wasn't this idea of a full-time gig with all the pomp and circumstance, all the money and corruption. And I have to say, my visits up to D.C., just on the fringes of power, just up there with small-time folks, like little advocacy groups, the way people wine and dine and treat our dear capital city, it is unreal the amount of money that is taken from the rest of the country and put in that swamp. And no wonder it's such a growth area when you're able to take money from the rest of the country No wonder you're doing so well. And it's also why Virginia has started to turn blue, unfortunately. So 272-9228, 272-9228. And, you know, I just mentioned Virginia. It got me thinking about that Michael Bloomberg ad during the Super Bowl. The NRA came back and hit him hard. And I've mentioned this before, but there are all sorts of different types of people from different walks of life who love the Second Amendment. I think it is foolish. It's one thing to do this at New York City, Mike. Mini Mike. It's one thing to do it at the New York City level. It's another thing to do it for the whole country. You know, you're not going to get a big argument from me that maybe gun laws should be a little different, say, in a big city like New York or Los Angeles, as opposed to, say, rural Montana or rural Alabama. Maybe there are different lifestyles, different circumstances. I can somewhat understand those arguments. But if you go too far on this, Michael Bloomberg, you're going to lose badly, and there's going to be a huge backlash. Though, you know, kind of reading between the lines of President Trump, seems like he believes Michael Bloomberg's going to be the guy, or at least Bloomberg's rising. Those hundreds of millions of dollars Bloomberg is spending seems to be working. So we will see, but what a mess. Once again, I'm still... Are the Iowa results in? Yeah, the Democrats. Not Trump. I know Trump did well. Iowa caucus, Democrats, still don't have it. No? Yeah, we still don't have the results. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's hit another break here. More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Closing out the second hour here of the program. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the show brought to you by great friends over at Cole Plumbing. James Gold and the whole gang over there. 279-8919 is their number. Of course, Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. They've been serving the Montgomery and surrounding area since 1977, and they take great pride in 100% satisfaction guarantees. And they have this proprietary pipelining technology, super secret, incredible tech that allows them to fix most, if not all, of your plumbing problems with minimal discomfort. It means they don't have to dig up a huge hole in your yard or tear out all that drywall. They can usually fix the problem when it comes to your plumbing needs with minimal discomfort. And they're homeowners themselves. They know what it's like when you have a plumbing problem and you need somebody you can trust, somebody that has a good reputation. You don't want to just let anybody in your house. No, you want somebody who's been serving the community forever. And when it's a plumbing problem, you also don't want to let that problem fester. Even if it seems like a small problem to begin with, it becomes a really big deal if you don't take care of it. So visit coldplumbing.com today, coldplumbing.com, or call them. Again, that number, 279-8919, 279-8919. Number one in the number two business. And remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. So let's go back to the phones, 272-9228, and go to Weoka John. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to call in and tell you who I was planning to vote for.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm planning to vote for Barry Moore, and I'm planning to vote for Tommy Tuberville. Mainly, I've learned a lot about both of them from them being on your show, and the great interviews you've done with them.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, I was very impressed. I didn't know Barry well, and I was very impressed with how he carried himself, what he had to say, his history, his story, his life. And then Tommy, of course, you know, my first year at Auburn was his last year at Auburn. I've known about Tommy Tuberville for years as a coach, but he's really impressed me coming out of the gate strong and really talking a great game. And I think he'll be able to follow up. It's not just talk. So
I definitely think so. I also wanted to brag on Cole Plumbing. I had a plumbing problem, and one thing I can say about them, they are really honest, because I found out I didn't have a plumbing problem. I had a septic tank problem. And so they pointed me in the right direction and saved me a bunch of money. And I just wanted to appreciate their sponsorship.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you for telling me that, especially telling me that on air. Hope you're listening, James.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Well, listen, y'all have a great day.
You too. Let's go to the phones and talk to Randall. Hello, Randall.
How you doing, sir? I just, on this vote, I mean, I like where his head at the last call. I really do. That's really two people that everybody in Alabama can really get behind. I mean, I really believe that, truly. I mean, I know the Barrymore still caught up, you know, with the Mike Hubbard a long time ago, but maybe, you know, that kind of stuff, whatever passed. But my thing is, everybody, there ain't nobody that calls this radio show, hardly, that disagree with Trump. They always say, let Trump work. He knows what he's doing. But on this race, though, you know, people are taking Jeff's side, and you can't say that, you know what I mean, just because, hey, you know what I mean, it's coming home to us, because, I mean, we got to look at the facts here. I mean, the reason, he might not wrote a book, but his right-hand man, Eric, wrote a book, you know what I mean, and it's so weak. if we get too strung up on this and we get divided, I got a feeling, you know what I mean, that, you know, we're going to end up with somebody we didn't want, and it's at all. And I love that, you know what I mean, the way folks talk about Barry. I love the way they talk about Tommy. Tommy is really, I mean, you really can't go against him, but does he have enough money? I mean, Joy, do you know, does he have enough money to make a run?
I think he has enough to do a push in this last month. Not as much as Jeff Sessions, I don't believe, but I think he's got enough in the coffers. Now, you said Sessions' right-hand man wrote a book?
Yeah, Eric wrote a book. I mean, he wrote a book about Trump. It was awful. I mean, but I don't think they let it, you know, and Jeff is the one that let that man come up there. He's from Alabama. And
which man?
Eric knows his name. Yeah, I think his first name is Eric. No, Jake knows his name.
I know that Cliff Sims wrote a book.
Cliff, there you go. No, right, Cliff,
I don't know if Cliff came in through Sessions, though, Randall. I know that, like, there are people from Sessions' office. You know, for instance, the guy who's the big speechwriter, one of the biggest Trump people in the world, is Stephen Miller, and Stephen came from Jeff. I used to work. I talked to Stephen Miller when they would schedule Jeff on these programs here. I'm not sure if Rick Dearborn is up there still working for the president or not. I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess it might have been a few degrees separation because Cliff is from Alabama. But
yes.
I'd imagine if Cliff Sims had gone to Jeff Sessions and say, "Hey, should I write this book called A Team of Vipers?" I have a feeling Jeff Sessions would have said no.
Yeah, and I don't know if we need to look, because we have been looking national for a long time, you know, for the past 3 years. We always, you know, we want to send people who, you know, are 4 years that's going to back Trump. But if he don't want Sessions, is that what we need to do as Alabamians? Or do we need to look out for ourselves and don't worry about Trump? So, I'm glad you're talking about it, because we ain't got long.
You know our slogan here in the state. We dare defend our rights. We don't like being told what to do. Even, you know, last time Trump came down, he backed, Luther Strange in the primary, and the people went with Roy Moore, and then Trump kind of tepidly gave a little support to Moore, and that didn't work out. So I think the president's largely going to stay out of this, though it would be an incredible moment. Just hypothetical here. I don't know what's going to happen. Say Jeff Sessions wins the nomination to take on Doug Jones, that would be a hell of a moment if President Trump came down and they buried the hatchet.
Yeah, you're right. So I guess start looking. We got to look hard and fast because, man, I mean, you got phone calls from Dostin to Huntsville in the past 2 weeks, and nobody's on the same page. No, in Alabama, we are so, and I honestly believe you are what can bring us together. We got to find out who's going to, and then go out to our people and start preaching this, because it's not, I,